My name is Kakra Ngusi.
And I'm Kira Haynes.
Today's topic is on how Frederick Douglass contributed to the abolitionist movement.
Two famous Trinitarians were Henry David Thoreau and Ralph Waldo Emerson.
Thoreau believed that nonconformity was important, as we see in his excerpt on the duty of civil disobedience.
Emerson valued nature and its connection to humanity. And lastly, Frederick Douglass fought for the rights of many slaves.
We interviewed two Cane Ridge teachers and got their opinion on Frederick's contribution to the abolitionist movement. We're here with Dr. Bright.
Who were the leaders / ideas and concepts of the abolitionist movement?
Frederick Douglass, William Lord Garrison would be considered some of the leaders that were very prominent during the abolitionist movement.
And what were the main focuses of the Transcendentalist movement?
For the Transcendentalist movement, the main focus was a focus on nature, transcending the five senses, moving more toward intuition and away from materialism.
And the abolitionist movement?
To abolish slavery in the United States and to really ensure that all men were created and treated equally.
Thank you.
Do you think Douglass's 4th of July speech caused a major conflict?
I do not think Frederick Douglass's 4th of July speech caused a conflict. I believe it was right in alignment with the principles that we celebrate on the 4th of July, which is American independence.
Okay. How did Douglass' past impact his contribution to the abolitionist movement?
Well, Douglass' past involves him being a slave for the early portion of his life. So I think it had a great impact on his participation in the abolitionist movement.
Okay. What do you think about Frederick Douglass' writing style?
Frederick Douglass' writing style was very complex and very detailed in the way he outlined his argument against slavery.
Okay. Do you think Frederick Douglass is a good primary source for the abolitionist movement?
Yes, I think it's a great primary source.
Can you tell us why you think?
Yes, it relates back to your earlier question with regards to his background and history. Him being a former slave, he knew firsthand what it was like to suffer under the evils of slavery. And so I believe his voice is an authentic voice since he had firsthand experience.
Do you want to add anything to that?
No, thank you.
Thank you.
All right, thank you. See you guys.
Now we know the opinions of some around us, but what actually was the abolition and transcendentalist movements? The transcendentalist and abolitionist movements were a major part of American history. Major influences on these movements were Frederick Douglass, Henry David Thoreau, and Ralph Waldo Emerson. Frederick Douglass was a compelling force in the anti-slavery movement. Douglass was an inspiring public speaker who dedicated his life to achieving justice for all Americans. In this case, that would be African Americans. Thoreau and Emerson supported the philosophy of transcendentalism, which was a major literary movement in American literature that combined nonconformity, respect for nature, self-reliance, spirituality, and intuition. Thoreau really viewed the idea of individuality and nonconformity as important, as we see in his text on the duty of civil disobedience. Thoreau states, "The mass of men serve the state thus, not as men mainly, but as machines." This shows nonconformity. Now, Emerson was mainly focused on the more natural aspects in humanity. In his text, Nature, he states, "Nature never became a toy to a wise spirit. The flowers, the animals, the mountains reflected the wisdom of his best hour as much as they had delighted the simplicity of his childhood." This shows a connection between man and nature. Both movements supported the idea of natural humanity, whether it be your God-given right or just being given from God.
The Transcendentalism was a movement in the early mid-19th century that embraced new ideas in literature, religion, and culture. It was a belief that people can reach a spiritual state by utilizing their intuition and not by religion teaching. Henry David Thoreau was an American from New England who was the author of Nature, And this was one of his quotes I like. Nature always wears the color of a spirit. Transcendentalism focused on transcending of the five senses. The abolition movement was to abolish slavery in the United States. The people were trying to stop slavery from happening in America and to make sure all humans were created equal. Also to let the African American have freedom because the white people were using them as slaves. A former enslaved joined this movement like Frederick Douglass.
We have two guest speakers.
This is Joffer.
And this is Warvin.
And we're here to conclude Kiara and Kay's project about transcendentalism and abolitionism. Okay, I did the first prompt, but my opinion about the second prompt, is that transcendentalism and abolitionism, they deeply correspond with each other.
The first prompt also talks about, does Emerson and Thoreau's excerpts compare or contradict or correspond to transcendentalism?
And what
I
believe is that they do deeply, deeply correspond just because of the way Frederick Douglass, he campaigned for abolitionism, he campaigned for self-reliance, and then Thoreau and all the other transcendentalists, they corresponded with self-reliance as well. Warveen, your thoughts on that?
Joffer, I totally agree, and thank you for that, because you took the words right out of my mouth. That concludes our speaking on Kiara's and Kay's guest speaking.
This is an overview of our interview with Dr. Bright and Mr. Thompson.
We didn't get a chance to record Thompson because he was busy, but we are going to share his opinions about Frederick Douglass and his contribution. This is a quote from Dr. Bright's interview.
The transcendentalism movement was the main focus on nature transcending the five senses, moving more towards intuition and away from materialism.
Another quote from Dr. Bright's interview is to abolish slavery in the United States and to really ensure that all men were created and treated equally. This was him answering the question about the abolitionist movement.
Thompson agreed with Dr. Bright's opinion. They had the same idea and similar concept.
Like Dr. Bright, Thompson had very similar views on how Frederick Douglass contributed to the abolitionist movement. For example, Dr. Bright believed that Frederick Douglass's experience with slavery in his early life helped him be a primary source, and Thompson agreed, if you experience something, you know more about it.
We were hoping that Dr. Bright would have went more in depth and explained each movement more for us to understand because we're talking about it in class. But he explained it, but we thought he would have went like more deeper into all the movements we were asking him about.
In conclusion, Dr. Bright and Mr. Thompson believed that Frederick Douglass' contribution to the abolitionist movement was positive.
And it was important because the abolitionists helped the African American come out as slave and to have an equal right.
For the transcendentalist movement, Thoreau and Emerson's beliefs were similar in nonconformity and the value of humanity.
And also it was a respect for nature and spiritual.
Thank you for listening to our podcast. This is Kiara Haynes.
And this is Kakara Negusi.
We hope you learned about the values of transcendentalism and how Frederick Douglass helped move along the abolitionist movement.
And hopefully the interviews we got from Dr. Bright and Mr. Thompson helped you guys clear more about this movement and why it's important to the United States.
These movements further developed American history's literature and America as a whole. Thank you. And-